When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How can I politely decline her offer of being exclusive after knowing her past?
Just be honest. Rip the Band-Aid off. Say, hey, I think you're a great girl, but I'm not ready to be exclusive, or I just don't feel that level of chemistry where I want to be serious or be exclusive. But you have to understand that if you tell her that, she might be like, hey, I appreciate the honesty, but I don't want to continue dating. I'm looking for somebody that eventually wants to settle down or have a family or put a ring on my finger, whatever it happens to be. And so If you're honest like that, you may lose the girl. Mm-hmm. But the worst thing you can do is lie to her and tell her that you are going to be exclusive when you continue to go and date other women.
Yeah. I mean, he said that he knows her past, so I don't think he has any intentions in the future of being exclusive.
Yeah, just tell her. You don't have to say, oh, it's because of your past. Just say, yeah, what do women always say to guys? Oh, there's not enough chemistry. There's not enough spark between us.
Yeah.
I don't feel we really, you know, have the same goals, same values. I just feel we're too far apart in that. I like you. I like hanging out.
Yeah.
We could be friends with benefits. Mm-hmm. The girl may turn that down. She may continue to be friends with benefits. And then all of a sudden she finds somebody else and she dips. And then oftentimes when that happens, the guy's like, oh, I lost the love of my life. I got to get her back. Help me, Corey.
Yeah,
it's like you didn't care about her until she was gone. You didn't care until you got rejected, because rejection breeds obsession. Your interest literally like doubles.
Mm-hmm.
You won't. You're not the one getting blown off.
Right.
Or in other words, it wasn't your choice.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy that people always want what they can't have. It's like a selfish thing about us.
Yeah, but in those cases, like when say that does happen, say he's like, oh, let's just be friends with benefits, and then a month or so from now, she starts to get serious with somebody else that does make the effort.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, hey, I met somebody else. I can't see anymore. We can be friends. Or, hey, it's just not appropriate.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I got to get her back. This is the love of my life. What was I thinking? I was so stupid. I had to love my life. And it didn't hit me until she met somebody else. And then they get her back because they have more time with her, and they apply what's in my book. And then 7 Principles Get an Ex Back. And then they get her back, and about 90 days later, he feels the same way that he did before when he didn't really give a shit, didn't want to be serious with her. And then what happens is he leaves her at that point, but the flip side is it was him deciding to end it the second time around.
Right.
And then he'll feel good about it. But the idea is to avoid that, because now you just wasted her time giving her false hope that you were into her when you really weren't. Because whatever you felt about her before, when you didn't care, that will return once you get her back again.
Yeah.
She didn't become a different person. She didn't become more interesting overnight or more attractive overnight.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you talked yourself into it because you lost what you had.
Right.
And it wasn't your choice. And for us guys, it's an ego thing. You don't care until they don't care anymore or they care less.
Right.
Typically, who cares the least has the most leverage.
Such an asshole move. That's so selfish.
You got to be honest, though. You know, that's a downside. And a lot of times men in these cases will just, they'll lie.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll continue to date and fuck around or whatever, hoping to find somebody that they really do like. And then they can, dump the girl or whatever. But and then she gets hooked and starts telling all of her family, oh, it's my new boyfriend. And come to find out, he's just trying to keep her locked up so he has steady access to the box while he looks for somebody he really likes. Someone tells you they love you and they want to be with you, they'd love you. They would love you and be with you.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody tells you that they love you, want to be with you, but they won't spend time with you and they won't really act like a true teammate and a partner, then basically what happened is your booty call sold you a line of bullshit.
Yeah.
And locked you up just to continue to have access to the box.
I wish it were easier for people to understand that, like in the moment, like trusting someone's actions rather than their words, because we get so blinded and fed with all these lovely, beautiful, goo-goo gaga things that people say to us, and then we don't really base off what they're saying with their actions.
That's why you gotta look at what people do, not what they say. Because talk is cheap. People will bullshit you. They will tell you things that aren't true just so they keep getting what they want.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, if you're not getting what you want and they're not showing you through their actions that they truly mean what they say, then you gotta make your decisions based on their actual actions.
Make a cheat sheet. Pros and cons.
People that care make the effort. People that don't will give you... They'll sell you a load of bullshit, like Barack Obama. He's one of the greatest bullshit artists that ever lived in the history of mankind.
Isn't he gay now? Or was that just like a trolling thing?
Well, supposedly there was a guy that claimed that he was Barack Obama's gay lover many years ago. Yeah. And Barack admitted to him that he loved having sex with men.
No way.
Supposedly. And then also, you know, kind of a conspiracy, if you will, is a lot of them say that Michelle Obama was actually a man and she's a trans person and that the daughters aren't really theirs. And then there's like a couple friends of the family and they they have their, a couple other guys and they have their picture and a woman for that matter. Mm-hmm. They have their picture compared to the daughters and you're like, wow, the one daughter actually looks more like this woman than she does Barack or Michelle, and the other girl looks more like this other particular guy that was kind of like in their orbit. And so they were like, because people are going, we've never seen any pictures of Michelle Obama pregnant.
Oh, I've heard of that too. Yeah.
There's some pictures where, because she's a big woman, and she's got, big back, and so there was one where she's in a white dress and she's walking next to him and he looks like this scrawny dude and she kind of looks like a giant linebacker.
Yeah.
Like an NFL football player.
She could have had
that. People were like, oh, see, she's a man. And there's some other ones where she's got like a dress on and it looks like there's, she's got a dick and balls basically because there's a bulge.
Really? Why have I not seen
it? Could be altered.
These?
I don't know. It's,
oh my gosh.
I don't know what the truth is. Nothing surprises me anymore, but that's kind of the conspiracy that the kids are not theirs and that, they claim that Michelle Obama is a trans person.
Oh my goodness. And then I saw that. Like,
or she's actually still a man.
Oh my gosh. She could have had a surrogate. You never know. But
maybe they did. But it still, if they had a surrogate, it could still be their kids.
True. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Nothing surprised. Truth is stranger than fiction. I have no idea. But that's one of the interesting conspiracy theories out in the internet, and especially Twitter. You see it all the time. And the memes and the stuff they do, they're mean. They're kind of mean-spirited, and they're cruel, and they're not very nice. But some of this shit is pretty funny, though. You got to admit.
We should get some pictures and put them up if we can find them.
Well, we can do that. I mean, you can look them up on Twitter.
Okay.
Is Michelle Obama a man or something like that? But then are the Sasha and Malia actually the Obama's kids or something like that?
And isn't,
you'll find all kinds of things about that.
Isn't Obama like a marijuana smoker too or something?
His nickname in college when he was at Harvard was Barack Oganja.
Really? Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Because he smoked a lot of weed.
That's hilarious.
He's a chain smoker. He loves cigarettes.
Ew.
But apparently he doesn't smoke weed anymore. But in college, he was part of the Choom gang, they called it.
What?
Choom meaning they all were blazing up. Hell, if I was going to Harvard with those guys, I'd be blazing up along with them. Right. I'd be part of the Choom gang, too. I still would have told him he was fucking nuts in his political views and he's a communist, but I still would have smoked a bowl with him.